I often wonder why you came to me, brought such a flame to me, then let it die.
It was a match. I was trying to get you to light the candle because you farted and it stunk.
And if another love should find my heart, it will remind my heart of your goodbye.
I mean, you need to look up the lyrics there, Gramps.
Wow. Wow, Daniel. Went for the Gramps card, eh?
A? What are you, Canadian now?
Went for the Gramps card, eh?
B?
Eh? Daniel, Daniel, it's Daniel Brewer. It's Daniel, it's Daniel, it's Daniel Brewer. Daniel. Or as we like to call him, Dan'l. In honor of his doctor father who couldn't open a champagne bottle worth fuck.
I mean, it's not untrue.
Here comes the. Yes, I know.
Here comes the what? Here comes the what?
I was going to say, here comes the contradiction, but you fooled me
I
because you
did.
agreed with me.
I fooled you.
You fooled me, Dante.
Fooled you. Do you have original audio on?
I won't in a moment. It's off.
Okay, great.
Do, do, do,
No,
do,
it's on,
do.
but now the thing says turn it off, which means it's on.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's an interesting conundrum.
I know. It's a smart button that's confusing. It's a confusing smart button.
It's not very smart.
Well, I mean, it's
It's
smart. It knows whether it's on or
Well,
not.
there's the contradiction.
Yeah.
See? The man says, it's not very smart. And then I say, no, it's not very smart. And the man says, well, it's not that it's not smart. I just want to club you like a baby fucking seal. Daniel, darling, I'll ask you on the show, but I'll ask you here too. How are you, snuggle titties?
I'm just ducky. I've got three, one, two, three days till I go camping. Three days.
How incredibly exciting for
Because
you
you shouldn't count today,
are.
right? Today's done. So yeah, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday immediately after work, I am at the campground. Well, not immediately. I have to drive there, but immediately after work, I'm leaving to drive to the campground.
I just have such trouble with this concept, but it really isn't any of my fucking business to judge the rest of the world by my standards. I would miss Drew so much if I went off to do something without him. I wouldn't have a moment's pleasure. But everyone is not me. Everyone is not Scott, as much as I would love for everyone to be me. They can't be me.
Would you though? Would you
No, I
really
wouldn't.
love everyone to
No,
be you?
I would probably put a gun to my
It's a
head if I had to
world
deal with
filled with
myself.
Scots.
No. You know, in a wonderful cosmic coincidence, my darling, as of this coming Friday, Drew is taking a week-long vacation, or maybe more. I'm not sure how long of a vacation he's taking. It might even be a 2-week vacation because the beginning of May is my birthday.
I
And so he's.
was unaware of the fact that May 7th was your birthday.
You didn't know that?
No.
May the 7th, the 7th of May, the day that comes after the 6th and before the 8th, May the 7th, I'm going to be 60 fucking 5 years old.
So there's May the 4th, Star Wars Day.
Yes, may the 4th be
There's
with you.
Cinco de Mayo.
Ay, ay, ay,
There's
ay.
Revenge of the 6th. And then there
Then there's
is Scott's Day.
my birthday. I was born on a Monday at 10 p.m.
What is it going to be this year? It will be a Friday.
Yes, it's a Friday.
Friday, well, we'll have to mention that on Mix Minus that Friday because, we're not going to have a show this Friday.
Why not?
Because I told you I'm going camping.
What, you can't do a remote?
You mean to drag my mic and my mixer and
Yeah,
everything to the campground?
I feel very strongly that you owe it to those of us who enjoy that Friday diversion
I
before
feel that
Chan.
maybe in the future, if I had a camper and I had a regular, permanent setup, I could have a mobile studio.
That would be pretty cool.
Because I could just use the internet. But I, you know, this is, that is part of the reason that I'm going camping, is to test out the Google Fi data at the campground and see if it is worth keeping. Otherwise, I will have to move to the next option, because we will be back camping. We'll be camping together in May on like the 21st through the 23rd, I think.
Oh.
So you're going to do a live show.
On Pride 48. Yes, indeed. So, I'm going to do a threesome with my friends Daniel Brewer and Adam Burns, not to be confused with Butt Burns, which happens if you sit on a flame.
I see. So you didn't want to do this show.
That damned Elvis?
That's right.
Well, I would probably.
You were just like, no, I don't want to do that show. I'd rather have Adam there.
Not at all. We could do a That Damned Elvis, but nobody wants to hear that much of me, darling.
No, I disagree.
You are the promised kiss of springtime.
We could do a three-way and we could just call it That Darn Elvis.
That Darn Adam.
That Darn Adam. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That Darn Adam.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. I think I feel like I should know the answer to this, and you probably told me, and then I forgot.
Listen, I don't blame anybody for getting anything. Trust me.
When are you going on your cruise, or is that even a definite?
Well, it's a definite in that life tends to tell you no when you say yes, but other than life intervening or something happening, May the 13th of next year. So a year from this May the 13th, it is the beginning of the cruise. However, we intend to probably take a week, the week before the 13th.
That would be your birthday week.
Yes, to do something on your coast.
Yes.
So I don't know. Those plans are completely up in the air, as the kids say.
Space Ghost, coast to coast.
Oh, Space Ghost. Gary Owens, an odd motherfucker, used to dye his hair jet black and his beard jet black. And it did not look, oh, look at how young he looks. It looked, what is with your fucking beard, Gary?
Gary Owens?
Gary Owens gained his fame on Laugh-In. He was a radio guy. And then he was on Laugh-In, held his hand up to his ear and announced on Laugh-In, Gary Owens.
Yeah, and that was the voice of Space Ghost.
Space Ghost, yep. Well, not now, of course.
So,
but the original.
I don't think.
He did cartoons. That's how I met him.
But yeah, no, I'm looking here. Maybe this is all. Did he have red hair before he started dyeing it? Because it looks like some of these have, like, he has brownish red hair. But then I see what you're talking about, when he was very clearly.
It was jet.
Yeah. When he was black. Very clearly much older.
Yes. He may, well, on Laugh-In, he had very dark hair. It may have had tinges of red. Look up Gary Owens Laugh-In and see if you can get an image of him holding his hand up to his ear, no doubt.
Yes.
Are you too young for Laugh-In?
I am familiar with it, but I was not old enough to watch it.
Okay.
Because as we've covered numerous times before, I did not get to control the television.
Correctamundo, mon
frere. In my house. So I could not watch the Laugh-Ins. See how it's kind of reddish here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's before he started with the jet black. See, because you can see he's got, even though that's a dyed goatee, he's got a little bit of gray in it.
And that's a really bad dye job.
Trust me, it got worse than that. I don't know what the fuck his partner was thinking, his life mate, whoever she or he or it was, but he looked so ridiculous.
Well, there you go. Now
he was very nice, but he was just odd. Anybody who dyes their hair like that and thinks it looks good.
What cartoon did you work on him with?
Oh God, I don't know. And another thing too about my business and voiceover people and everything, we are always in rooms together for one reason or another. If we're at an audition, mm-hmm. we were always running into each other at auditions and everybody. So at one time we may not even have done a show together, but we would spend days together because I would see one of them there. I'd see one of them there. I'd see one of them there. I'd see one of them there. We'd sit and they'd bullshit, and the goddamn bullshit that is show business would just fly back and forth in that fucking lobby. And I would try to find a corner to just hide in. And because of that, everybody thought I was a snob and above everybody else. But what I actually was just so unable to do small talk and incapable of understanding the bullshit that flew back and forth.
Like what?
Hey, what are you working on? Oh, well, I got a great gig. Let me tell you, this is the greatest gig. And then tomorrow I'm going, and you know what happened? I got a bump in the,
A bump in the what?
I was going to say a bump in my salary.
Oh.
Then I got a bump in my celery, and that was even worse because it was an insect. Late.
I noticed a numerous of these pictures of him across all ages. He's doing the.
Yes, that was his trademark. That was his trademark.
You should have come up with a cute trademark like that.
I used to shine my head.
That you can do in all your pictures. Did you ever wish that you had been on one of the shows that has like the cons?
The cons?
You know, like the comic cons or the Star Trek convention, the conventions.
God, no.
Ever wish that you had been on one of those shows where it's like, you know, you pretty much, your life, you were set. You could just make money off of the conventions for the rest of your life, just showing up and signing some autographs.
Well, that I could have, because I did shows. I wasn't the star of the show, but I did shows that were extremely popular. So I could do Comic Cons. That to me is so vile and revolting. Oh God. Because once again, I know the people that go to them. I know the vacuous asshole.
Tread lightly, sir.
No.
I go to.
Shut your hole for just one fucking second. I'm talking about the people up at the podium, not the people going to visit. I'm talking about the asshole actors. I know who they are, what they are, and what they're like. And to get all kinds of adoration is just, it shivers me. Because the majority of these people are characterless creeps. I don't have a high regard for show business in general, but most especially for those that people show business. They are normally, on average, characterless, self-centered, narcissistic assholes, and that will smile at you and talk about how excited they are to see you, and then you'll find out that they've done everything they could to get you out of the show or get you out of the audition or to badmouth you it's an ugly fucking business. Of course there are exceptions. But the exceptions are rare.
Well, that's why they're called exceptions. If they weren't rare, then they would just be called normal. I'm just saying.
Then why is there a term rare exception?
I think that's like just somebody who is that's a redundant phrase, right? Wouldn't it be?
No, not at all. Because you can have an exception that's kind of common, a common exception to a situation.
Common exception.
Yes. That the majority of men like the Three Stooges, but there is the relatively common exception that some women like the Three Stooges as well. But there's the rare exception that a dog likes the Three Stooges.
Is that Eunice?
That's Eunice.
Her paw was twitching.
She's probably dreaming. That's all they do anymore is sleep because they're getting older. So they sleep a lot. We often ask as we pass, what do you guys do on your day off? Because all they do is sleep.
Her paw just slipped.
You must have a better image than, let me see if I click me, do I get bigger? Oh, she's dreaming back there. She's also making little sounds.
Oh. Huh.
So she's running and playing. She's having a gay old time.
She'll have a gay old time. We have to fix this lag.
That's what she said.
Now I'm just saying is like, you know, we can't really sing together because there's lag.
Yes.
To fix that. I don't know how. Hey, is that a volcano bug?
It is. There's a hysterically funny story that goes along with this mug.
You should tell somebody sometime.
I will.
Like maybe we'll put that on the Trello. Put it on the old Trello for the future. Talk about the volcano mug.
Speaking of the Trello.
Yes. I've written some things.
I see some interesting things there. Mm-hmm. Black Widow et al. Mm-hmm. Fight with Drew. Mm-hmm. And Scott. When high. Mm-hmm. What do all those mean, Daniel? Or do we want to save them for the show so you can tell me what that you can pop a question on me, as they say?
Yeah, those were, I added those the other night when Adam and I were talking and I was like, oh, well, I should ask Scott.
Okay.
So I'm going to just toss them over here to the board.
Throw them right into that on deck area that I like to call personally the on deck area.
It's the on deck column. It is the,
I'll say,
column right there. These were used on the show. I'm going to archive them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have anything to add to the Trello?
God, I never have anything.
No, you have nothing.
I never have anything. Nothing. Ads.
It's all right. It's all right. I mean, I remember Vera Speaks when you would have a script and you would write things down and
just a moment.
But no, this show, you just can't be bothered. Can't be bothered.
Notes from Vera Speaks.
Notes from Vera. You should NFT those.
Oh, there's a fancy word. I don't know what it means because it's no doubt the kids do it.
NFT stands for non-fungible token.
Non-fungible?
Yes.
Did you say non-fungible token?
Yes, non-fungible token.
What does funging mean?
If something is fungible, then it is exchangeable. So a dollar is fungible, right? If you handed me a $1 bill and I handed you and traded you another $1 bill, they're both still worth $1. They're fungible there. It does not matter which dollar bill you have.
I've never heard this word before.
It's worth the same amount.
Alexa, define fungible.
The adjective fungible is usually defined as, especially of goods, being of such nature or kind as to be freely exchangeable or replaceable, in whole or in part, for another of like nature or kind.
Well, son of a...
Does that answer your question?
Yes, Alexa, thank you very much.
Trust but verify. So a non-fungible token is a unique token that is a one of a kind. Like, that token in and of itself cannot be replaced with another token. It is unique in the world.
Love that story.
So what people are doing right now is with the NFT
they're
stuff.
Funging.
Well, what they're doing with the NFT stuff is they're finding pieces of art or Twitter posts or Facebook posts or things of that nature. And then they're selling the ownership of that via an NFT, which just means that you have bragging rights that you own it.
I'm sorry, I was dozing. What?
It's a stupid thing that nerds do because they can't travel anywhere and they have too much money to spend. So
oh.
That's basically the whole concept of it.
Sounds fungible.
But what people, some artists are doing is that they are taking some like original drawings and whatnot, and then they're selling an NFT so that you could own the original version of that drawing. So there you go. Your notes from Avira Speaks, you could probably sell those. You could probably donate those to Pride 48 for an auction. Would you like to own? No, you would be donating it to Pride 48.
No, I want the money.
Okay, well, in that case, then you could auction it off.
Why did she leave?
She was having none of it.
I guess she wasn't.
She's
out.
She's like, oh, God, they're talking about fungible now. Fungibles. Oh, fuck that.
I'm out.
I have nothing to do. I am gone. I'm sleeping. Leave me the fuck alone. Okay, I have to refill my beverage.
All righty. What you drinking, Daniel?
Three guesses. First two don't count.
Watermelon water.
Strawberry watermelon water. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not poison china water. Tell you that right now.
That's here.
All right, I'm going to go refill this quickly and then we can do this.
All right. While Daniel is refilling this quickly, I have a brief opportunity to offer to the members of Level 13, Level 13, Level 13, this secret message. There are no secrets. There are no secrets. I want you to think about this, Level 13 folk. I want you to think about the fact that there are no secrets. Why, you ask me? I hear you. Yes, well, there's two more. Why are there no secrets? Because God knows everything. That's right. God knows everything. And he's watching you. So when you wrap your little hand around your little flow Haman, God is watching us from a distance. Written by Julie Gold and first sung into somewhat fame by Nancy Griffith, a much better rendition than Bette Midler, and I adore Bette Midler. However, I would ask you, the members of Level 13, Level 13, Level 13, to investigate the folk country singer Nancy with an I, not a Y, Griffith, with a griff, not a riff. And first of all, she's incredible. She's a singer-songwriter, but she often does covers. One of the covers was Julie Gold's From a Distance, and it is really a fine piece. I hazard to say better than Bette, which is something to say. Who is Dante, Daniel?
Dante is Miguel's dog.
Who is Miguel, Daniel?
Miguel is the lead character in the Disney movie Coco.
I am now recording so that we can at least have my side of the conversation. Hopefully you'll press your button, and then we can have your side of the conversation as well.
It's your turn.
It's my turn. And you just farted. I wonder why that... I turned everything off. I've got a good signal. No, I don't mean literally farted, but you as you were swinging your head around, you froze for a millisecond.
Trimmed my beard, and I think I missed a weird spot right there. All right, let's do this.
Okay, honey.
One, two, three, four!